Rescuers in Indonesia are still searching for survivors after a volcano eruption in East Java on Saturday, but authorities say there's little chance of finding anyone left alive. The death toll has risen to 14 with dozens more injured, as Bridget Fitzgerald reports.
A plume of ash 12 kilometres into the air. A video captures the enormous cloud that turned day to night. Rescuers are now combing through debris and mud to search for survivors after the highest volcano on Java Island, Mount Semeru, erupted on Saturday. This woman, Hosnia, describes what it was like.
At first, I thought it was a bomb explosion, and all of a sudden it was Semeru erupted and spewing volcanic ashes. Suddenly it was all dark, like it was going to destroy the earth. My children were scattered around, my husband was not around, and I was waiting for him. Then we evacuated ourselves here at the evacuation camp.
More than 1,300 villagers streamed into makeshift evacuation centres after the eruption, although many decided to remain in their homes in order to protect property and livestock. 46-year-old Fadli Taha was one of those who chose to leave.
It was less than 10 minutes while I was running away. I heard that my home was buried with lava and that only the roof was left. I had around 10 livestock that were also buried by lava, but I feel lucky that my family and I are safe now because the lava came so suddenly.
Indonesia State Secretary Minister Pratinko says President Joko Widodo has instructed his ministers and military officials to coordinate the response.
The President had given instructions to the Chiefs of Disaster Mitigation Agency, Search and Rescue, Social Minister, Health Minister, Public Works Minister, also Military Chief, Police Chief and Governor to take action immediately to search and find casualties, to treat those injured and to handle the impact of disaster.
Mount Semeru has been active since last year. Monash University volcanologist Heather Handley says the eruption was triggered by heavy rains.
They weren't seeing any signs of, you know, increased activity from below, which would be kind of earthquakes, you know, the sounds that the earth makes when the magma or molten rock moves towards the surface. And so they think there's storm and there's heavy rain and a storm. And what that's done is kind of, you know, erode or remove part of the rim of the volcano or part of the dome that was there. And then that's kind of depressurized the system. You know, it's like taking the top off, you know, a fizzy drink. It's depressurized the system a little bit, and that's what's triggered the eruption.
The Indonesian government has pledged to relocate residents from the hardest hit villages and to provide $34 a month in compensation to each family while they wait for new houses.
Bridget Fitzgerald reporting.